I know they had some problem down in Mobile Bay. The oysters or something, they said that some kind of poison and you couldn't eat them for a while.
Well, where that comes from is from the manufacturing plants that's here dumping their trash in the bays. We've had that trouble. My son, youngest son, is an electrician, journeyman electrician down here at Milton, lived down there. And he called me and said, "Daddy, I want you to come. Can you come down here?" I said, "Yeah, come. What's your trouble?" "Not a bit," but he said, "I want to show you something. I just want you to come down here and look." Well, they've got them old chemical plants of all kind down there up on that bays up in Eddie Bryant, Pensacola. He said, "I want you to come down here, I want to show you some fish." And I went down there and there was big bullet. I mean, nice one, and the water was clear. And he said, "Come over here, I want to go out here on the dock this evening. And I want you to see them, they'll come feeding along there. I'll just work it over. Swimming around under them docks where they get the silt off the bottom, you know, over there. Ooh. And there them things, well, didn't have a scale on them, not a fin, no eyes, or anything, just completely stripped of everything of that acid in the water.
I don't guess you could eat them, could you?
No, you couldn't eat them, but they were still there without any eyes. I caught one of them to see. Had my cast net and I caught one of them to see just what he looked like. His eyes was gone. And his lips was all, you know, they worked their lips to catch it, getting the stuff in their mouth to get the food value out of it, and then they'll spit it out. But in the sand and in the water, you can watch them. That poor fish couldn't do nothing. They just had to starve to death. They couldn't do it because that's the way they were just eat up. And I never saw it. That was terrible.
Yeah, it does sound.
Rough. And that's what's going with all our stuff now in the water. They had, before the hurricane from 331 up in the east end of the bay down here. Now, that's the part that I couldn't understand. The water was, the bridge went right across Choctaw Bay, about the widest part of Choctaw Bay. And they just had to fill so far out on the east side of the big bridge. And on the east side of it, where Choctaw River come in, they restricted us from catching the oysters there because they were polluted from the river, the people dumping their sewage and everything else in the river from all up. It's right on up through Alabama. But then west of it, we could catch them. Now, I couldn't understand that.
Doesn't make much sense.
It couldn't make much sense because the tide of water was going right on through that bridge and you could fish right, you could oyster right on the west side of the bridge. And on the east side, they were polluted.
That didn't make a bit of sense to me.
That was sensible.
Lord. Is there any kind of freshwater fishing around here?
Plenty of it, yes.
Whereabouts would you go freshwater fishing?
In the river, and then we've got a lot of freshwater lakes up down this coast here. Let's see, I can name a few of them. It's out east of Seagrove is Deer Lake. It's in the Gulf, but it's fresh. You've been Then we got next one down west of there's Alligator Lake. And then there's a lot of just what we call just old ponds. It's got big ponds and lakes. A lot of it.